what's at stake here. There's a big worldview issue at stake. Let's say I'm an evolutionary paleoanthropologist, okay, like Lee Berger, the promoter of these fossils. What's at stake for me? First of all, if I can promote these fossils, then I can get recognition and fame. You know, he took a tour around the world just a couple years ago. He's like a rock star, and he's got all this money and fame, and he's got to keep producing this machine. He's got to feed that beast of money and fame, and so that's a motivating factor. These scientists are people. They're not just robots who follow the evidence exactly where it leads. No, there's other motivations. There's even spiritual motivations. For example, if I look at the evidence, I'm a evolutionary paleoanthropologist, and I finally give up after a lifetime of searching because I realize it's just not there. There is no bona fide, objectively discernible transitional form. It's just not there. That means what I'm left with is an extinct variety of ape and then humans. And so that's a very creation and Bible and Genesis friendly conclusion, because the Bible says God created each of these creatures to reproduce after its own kind, not to morph between kinds as evolution asserts. And so what does that mean? It means the Bible's right. If the Bible's right about history, the Bible's right about what it says about my sin and my soul and my need for a salvation, and I don't want to admit that. So really there's a spiritual connection to sort of inform the biases and belief systems that my secular colleagues have.